This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Kid Nation, bitch. Kid Nation, bitch.
Kid Nation, bitch.
Kid Nation, bitch.
Kid Nation, bitch. Kid, kid, kid Nation, bitch. Hello.
This is Batch Bitch. My name's Naomi.
And I'm Danielle.
And welcome to Batch Bitch. It's the podcast where we talk about reality television. And I'm sorry I screwed up that intro, but we're in the same room and it's freaking me out.
That's like the first time in like 3 months.
That I've fucked it up.
No, that we've been in the same room to record a podcast.
I know.
Yeah.
You look way better than I remember.
Thank you.
In 3D.
Potentially, I look better, way better than you than I did when you saw me last time because I've used the mermaid hair weaver.
You have used a mermaid hair wave device.
I gave it a go. It's fallen out a little bit now because I don't really like hair product because it makes me feel oily. But I also had oily hair, so I should have put it in, but I didn't even have any because I don't buy it. So
maybe you should just get hair product that doesn't make your hair oily.
It's not... The oil, it just, it makes me feel like I've got gunk in my hair. So I just don't like it.
Well, anyway, it's nice to see you.
Nice to see you too. We did see each other the other night, but...
But it was for leisure, not for a podcast. When's the last time we hung out not to do a podcast?
Well, the other night, okay?
No, before that, it was like, what, a year or something?
A long time. But we did, we watched a new favourite. YouTube favorite.
Your and then YouTube, we watched a movie. Your favorite.
Okay, well, my favorite, Jono's favorite, Mark's favorite.
Yes.
Your
worst nightmare.
Nemesis or something. I don't understand. You like her. If not, you wouldn't have watched so much of it.
Yeah, it draws you in. It's called Kay's Cooking. She cooks. She's from Scotland. And it's bad. Okay, the cooking is terrible.
Yes, but the best thing about it is that she's so wholesome.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that, you know, she's got some stuff going on, but she's pretty wholesome.
In her videos, she's very wholesome.
Yeah, in her videos, she's very wholesome.
And the food is so bad. And, like, no offense to Scottish people, but nary a green to be found.
No, it is
which
bad.
Which was my Scottish experience of standards. Scotland.
Yes, no, I was, yeah, when I was there, I was dying. We kept on going to Nando's over and over just to find some green.
Just some lettuce.
Yeah. What did you do? How did you get around it? Go to the shops?
Oh, you know, I eat a lot of yellow and brown anyway, so I was fine, you know?
That is true. You're in your natural habitat pie. Yeah.
I could survive for some time.
Yes.
But then I remember going to Splendor in the Grass afterwards and seeing a Scottish girl in line for a burger, and then she asked for a burger, but no lettuce, no tomato, leaving just meat, cheese, and bread. And I was like, really?
That is gourmet compared to the time Kay tried to make a Big Mac. Yeah. Which was just mint, not seasoned in a bun, no sauce, and no other ingredients.
But there were two patties.
Oh, no, it was originally one patty, but then it wasn't cooking, so she sort of divided it. The patty
is just a lump
half.
Of mince meat.
Yes, so no flavoring, and she sort of like lets it stew in the pan for a bit.
It's so funny because like a burger is one of the things where you actually probably don't want it to cook all the way through. You want it to be pink in the middle, but she just cuts it in half with a spatula.
Yeah.
And smooshes it down onto the pan.
Okay. I love that lady. I also like, what I like about her is that she has these things called piss take videos where she sort of is like, haha, look at me. I'm making fun of, like, this is stupid, isn't it? But then all of her cooking is bad.
So bad.
But she doesn't know.
It upsets me. Yeah. You know what really upset me was when she tried to make special fried rice. And she didn't boil the rice. She just put it in the pan with oil and garlic and whatever else she put in it. And then she gave it to her son to taste test it. And he's like, the rice is crunchy. She yeah. said, yeah, because I cooked it a bit long. No, Kay, okay. It's because you didn't cook it at all.
Poor Kay. She just doesn't know.
Why doesn't she know?
She did it like a prawn risotto that I watched. And it had like, I'm pretty sure it was just like prawns, onion, and like chickens. I don't even know if it had chicken stock. It might have just been water. No, like wine or anything. I'm not big on prawns. But yeah. Every like risotto I've ever made has been like a mushroom risotto. When it always is like, you know, putting like wine in first, cooking that off, and then adding like chicken stock in slowly and doing it. And she cooked it in the oven.
I mean, it sounds better than most of her meals already. Did she wet the risotto rice, whatever it is?
She did. She well, poured that's good. In lots of liquid.
That's great.
And then just, I guess it cooked in the oven.
That's already better than the fried rice.
Fried rice is insane. I did love, she did a, she did a spring roll, which consisted of like, I think like off cuts of like potato, carrot and cabbage in phyllo pastry with 2 minute noodles, which was...
I can't see. This is what upsets me. You showed it to Mark, and then he watches it before bed, and I feel so sick. I feel sick watching it. And he's like, "Be nice. She's a nice lady." I'm like, "She can be nice, but it doesn't mean I'm not. Don't feel sick."
Hi, it's Kay. I'm back.
Cooking again. She always loses her voice. Anyway, we're not here to talk about fucking Kay. Sorry. I can't handle it anymore. Although I do recommend watching a few of them because it is astounding.
It is great. I did love rainbow cake, which is just layers of cake, khaki colored cake. And then in a different video, she referenced it. She said the rainbow cake turned out well, and I was like, "What are you talking about, Kay?"
Okay, so what we're actually here to talk about is Kid Nation.
Should we say quickly that you moved house too?
I moved house.
Yes, okay. Now, we'll talk about Kid Nation now.
Why do we
have... I don't know. It just seems
they
like
should
big,
know.
I don't know. It seems like something that's like, well, that's a big thing that you just did. You had to move house. I hate moving house. It's a big thing.
Yeah, I'm very scattered and just, you know, I'm in a mood.
Okay.
It's too much. I hate
okay,
it.
Okay, we don't have to talk about the moving house then. We'll just talk about it. So what we've decided to do.
I'm very happy to have, like, undoxed myself, though, because I was very worried about how many descriptors I'd given of exactly where I lived.
Ah, yes.
Which was in Abbotsford above an IGA. And it's very obvious where that
is. There's only one building above the IGA.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody would be able to... I mean, they could just wait.
They would just wait. Yeah. I'd have to leave eventually. But now, where am I? I don't know. Bloody Mildura, for all you know.
I would never come to Mildura. I mean, not to record a podcast. I would go if there was a gig or something cool. Like, to visit, maybe, or something.
So, Mildura gig bookers, you heard it here first. Danielle will travel the 5 hours.
For money, I will come.
You'll go anywhere, okay. Won't you?
Yeah.
You'll come anywhere as well. So I'd like to apologize to anyone who listened to Book Cheat because I hadn't watched it yet. And then I was like, this is what we're going to be talking about on the podcast. And I described it as a show. This is just off what you had told me. And then I just forgotten. I called it a show called Kid Rock.
Oh, no.
And then it was they send 40 children to a third world country to build a hospital.
Oh my god, you got so much wrong. That's not it at all.
Mine is.
Did people message you about that, or it
well,
has,
no, it
that
only
hasn't aired yet?
I think I don't even know if it's come out yet.
Yeah. Okay.
He said Tuesday. That's today.
Yeah, that is today.
Oh, I can't wait for the torrent of abuse. But anyway, it's called Kid Nation. Do you want to?
Yes. Okay.
Introduce
so
it?
It's so Kid Nation. It is a show that aired. I don't really know when I was...
2007.
2007. I was 15, which means I could have partaken in the show.
Wow.
Okay. So this also means that the crush I had at the time it originally aired is fine.
Well, we'll find out who it is.
Okay, so Kid Nation. So 40 children go into the desert. They're aged between 8 and 15.
In New Mexico.
In New Mexico. Mm-hmm. They're living in like an old Western style town. And basically, the kids are left to fend for themselves. They have to form their own government, which essentially is chosen for them. They have a...
Yeah. They don't even decide who's in charge.
Yeah. Four kids come in, mm-hmm. and they are the town
council.
The kids don't know what's happening, by the way. They get driven in on a bus.
They don't know? What are they told?
I have no idea what they're told. They just know that they're off on an adventure or something. they're off into the middle of the desert. They find out that they're going to be their own whatever.
They're creating a town. They're trying to make a town work.
Yeah.
Bonanza City.
It's never going to work because we also know that this is for 40 days.
Yes.
40 kids for 40 days. And
one kid per day.
Yeah. Slowly peter out. Also, there's one kid who from the get-go is seemingly just like, this doesn't sound like a good idea. I don't think that I'm ready for this.
Who's that?
Jimmy.
Oh, little Jimmy. Oh, my God.
Jimmy is if Tarzo was a human boy.
What are you saying about my son?
That he's sweet.
Jimmy made me want to cry. Okay.
Because Jimmy was often found crying.
Jimmy, this poor little 8-year-old boy is just crying and he's like, I want to see my mom and my dad.
Yeah, he says, I think I'm too young for this. He's like, I'm 8. I'm in the 3rd grade.
Oh.
So should we start with the town council?
Yes.
Okay, so the town council is made up of... all the kids are driven in on a bus. Then the host of the show tells them what's going to happen. The only adult
on screen.
Yeah. Josh, is that his name?
I do not know.
I don't remember. Anyway, that sounds like a name a man would have. He tells the kids what's happening. And then he's like, and you'll have town council leaders. And then a helicopter lands and the town council leaders get out, which introduces you to Mike, an 11-year-old who is a Boy Scout and has respect.
And glasses. He looks like a nerd.
Yeah, and a little cowboy hat. He looks like the Milky Bar kid. He does. I guess. Then we have Taylor, a pageant queen. And
she's 11?
She says, 10. No, she's 10. Yeah. And she says she'd bring peace to Africa and Iraq. Iraq is the number one place that needs world peace.
Yeah.
I should say I have watched the entire season and then I have had to go back and rewatch episodes to write notes. But what I can say is that this was filmed in the time of the Bush administration and Taylor froths George Bush.
Now you messaged me and you said Taylor is me and that upset me.
Did you watch it though?
Well, I think she's not that bad, but yeah,
you're three episodes in.
Yeah, I think she's a little bit lazy, which to be fair, that we have that in common. And that, you know, she knows how to command a room. So respect to her.
Yeah.
But she clearly turns into a dictator.
Yes.
Why you make it sound.
Then we have Anjay, who is a spelling bee champ. We find more out about him.
Yeah, he doesn't speak much.
Or the entire season.
Randomly, they've decided the South Asian kid doesn't need the limelight.
No, weird.
In 2007.
And lastly, we have Laurel, who was a respected school leader.
And redhead.
Yes.
She says, I really believe in my own true beliefs and no one's going to make me think otherwise. We don't find out what any of those beliefs are here. But she has convictions, whatever they are.
Now, the name of the city that they've been allocated, city is a strong word, it's a town, is Bonanza City.
Yeah. And it failed in 1885 or something.
I have a feeling that this town was built for this. Like, I think it's...
Yeah, it's not a real... There's no way it's real.
I was just like, this is preserved perfectly.
And just happened to have all these canned goods so the kids can eat.
Oh, I knew that they bought those in. Because I was like, if those were real canned goods, they wouldn't be so pristine silver. Like, the labels had just been peeled off them.
You still see some of the paper.
Yeah. They'd have, like, I don't know, stuff printed on. I don't know. So then basically all the kids, they have, like, livestock, like chickens and goats and their luggage that they've got to take all the way into town, which seemingly is a long way away.
Yeah.
We also find out as well, that there's going to be a town meetings and that... the host tells just the council members that there's going to be allocated, they'll be able to allocate a gold star, which is 2 pounds of solid gold and is worth $20,000.
That is a lot of money.
Yes, back
especially then. Especially in 2007.
Yes. So also I should let you know as well, well, I don't know, it doesn't matter, but I found out afterwards that basically the producer said you can either take the 2 pound gold star or you can take like a check for $20,000, and most people chose the check, which is like obviously the easy option, but gold... We googled how much that is, that gold was worth now, and is worth a lot more. It's like triple value. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You'd have to wait so long.
I mean, not really, because when you think about it, like, the oldest kid is our age. So the youngest kid is like, I don't know, pretty young.
Younger than us.
Younger than us, yeah.
Could put that into the college fund. 7 years
younger than us. Could be 20. That's true. You know?
I was under the impression that they just used the same prop gold star and then gave them a check for $20,000 after the show.
I think they basically do use the same gold star.
Yeah.
They're just like, take the check.
You're telling me they have, what, 10 2-pound gold stars?
Yeah. I reckon there's one kid who took the 2-pound gold star, but I'll tell you who that is later.
Oh, really? You've got so much insider info.
Well, I'll just tell you when we get to it.
Can be easily found online. And this is where things start to heat up with... So they're carting all their stuff to town, and Mike, one of the leaders, is just telling everyone, come on, even though they just have to walk on a straight stretch of road.
Yeah, there's road.
He thinks he's like directing them or something. And then we see Greg, the 15-year-old, who is, I'm guessing, the one you had a crush on?
Yes. I did have a crush on Greg when I first watched this show.
Called it straight away. Well, considering he's the only boy.
No, there's another I think there's another two. I think there's like a 14.
Yeah, but we don't know about him.
Blaine and Michael. And had I think I might have only watched a few episodes when I was a kid. But had I seen later on, I think Blaine would have been a better choice because he seems nicer than Greg.
Oh, really?
If I could go back, I'd be like, Danielle, don't have a crush on Greg.
What about Michael? Michael seems nice.
Yeah, Michael does seem nice. Blaine also seems nice, but Michael seems nice too. Michael has done an Ask Me Anything on Reddit. AMA, is that what we call it?
Really?
Yeah.
We've got to go through that. All right. Anyway, Mike's like, come on, guys. And Greg's like, you're not fucking doing anything. He doesn't swear. And then he's like, what? And he's like, try carding this. And it's funny because Greg was pulling the whole thing. And then he puts Mike in front of it and he can't do it,
that little bitch.
Little Milky Way bitch.
It's fine that we're making fun of them, okay? Because they're adults now and they were children back then.
Are they all adults? Yes.
Yeah. The youngest... Would be 20. Yeah, so it's fine.
Yeah, 21. Great. All right, great. So they get to camp, etc. They've got to figure out some stuff. They got to eat.
Yeah, the goats get loose.
The goats.
Catch all the ghosts. Goats. Taylor says, here in the kids' world, there is no President Bush. Oh, sorry. Here in the kids' world, there's no President Bush. There's nothing. Beautiful. That's our first Bush quote from her. Or it's the first, not Bush quote, but thing she says about Bush, which they will add up over time. They try and start cooking. Is that where you are too?
Yeah.
Yeah. They try and start cooking. Nobody knows what's happening. They basically just got dry pasta.
Put so much macaroni in this big pot.
Yeah.
They fill it 2/3 of the way, just macaroni and cold water.
Yeah.
And put that on. And we're talking one of these big commercial size pots.
Yeah.
Luckily, Sophia is here. Sophia is immediately my favorite. Yes. What is she, 15, 14?
Yeah, I think she's 13 or 14. Yeah.
Well, wise beyond her years, I have to say.
Yes.
I tried to find her online, but I couldn't find much.
Yeah, I think
she's in hiding.
There is one person. Who do you think has the Instagram who's easy to find?
Taylor. Of course. Well, Taylor is a pageant queen.
Yes.
At age 10.
We did try and find out because she's got like, I can't tell if it's like a husband or a partner or whatever. We did try and find out if they like voted for Trump or something, but we couldn't see any of that.
Well, I don't think you can blame a 10-year-old for their political beliefs.
No, but it would be funny she grew up into.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it wouldn't be that surprising either.
Yeah.
But kids just tend to parrot whatever their parents say anyway. So no one on this show is cancelled is what I'm saying because they're all children. But Sophia is for sure my favourite. So she suggests they use a cookbook and all the kids say, that sounds like a great idea. This perfectly preserved cookbook is also in this abandoned town.
Yes.
So And then the kids obviously start getting a bit upset because it's cold. It's a rundown old Western town.
Mm-hmm.
And it's shit.
Yeah, it's pretty shit. There's nothing to do. They have nothing good and only chores.
They're like, finally, we get to be the adults. And then you find out everything's a burden. Yeah. And then we go to day two and Sophia is just up early in the kitchen. She's just running shit.
Yeah. She's taken control because somebody needed to take control.
Yes. Somebody needed children. To take control. And thankfully, it's a 14-year-old called Sophia.
Yes.
And then they all get into a big fight about people eating too much because the bigger kids are taking so much food.
Well, I mean...
But the little kids are starving.
Cook more food. They definitely don't have not enough food.
What do you mean?
Well, like, they could just cook more food.
I guess.
There's no way that the producers and staff will, like, ration out the food to these children.
Well, I don't know. Maybe now's a good time for you to talk about the contracts that the parents had to sign.
Okay, yes. But I can also say that Michael confirmed that there was no issue with the food. There was plenty of food. So that is just people not cooking enough food.
Okay,
which
great.
I assume because it's day two will be sorted out over time.
Yes.
The contracts, which I'm not... So basically the contract said that if anything were happen to you, if you, say, fell down a mine shaft or there was a rock slide or any danger or any injury in any way, including death, that no biggie. That's not on us.
Right. Which I doubt would be enforceable, by the way. People love to tell you that, like, if you die in their care... You just sign away and then it's fine.
There was also a point, though, where one girl, she splattered oil on her face and got a burn. But the producers or the camera crew or something, like, sort of coaxed her into saying, like, it's not that bad. So her family tried to, like, sue.
Whoa.
And then they had her on camera saying it's not that bad. So then it got thrown out. But that's also why season two didn't take off. Also because another kid drank bleach, but whatever.
What?
That's not in the show. But, yeah, apparently a kid drank bleach. It was DK. DK drank bleach.
Apparently. Why?
He didn't know. He was like, I think he'd cleaned something out with bleach. And so it wasn't like, it didn't do anything.
Oh, he didn't drink like straight bleach. No. He just drank something that was like, had bleach in it.
Bleach. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But it's on the
inside. Oh, he didn't drink bleach. He just drank a little bit of bleach diluted in something delicious, probably.
I don't know.
That's fine.
I don't know. On the internet, it just says he drank bleach.
That's fucked. Yeah. Oh, no.
Also, if anybody has an intimate relationship with anyone, they didn't say other children, they just said anyone, and that resulted in STIs or STDs, including AIDS, that they were, like, what do you call it? Like, not responsible for that. or, like, distress or harm, like, basically...
Why did these parents sign these contracts?
Absolutely no idea. But anyway, it results in a fun show.
And did the parents... So no one knew what the kids were doing?
I don't think so.
So what are the parents just like, take my kid for over a month?
I think they were just like, your kid's going to be on TV.
Fuck.
Yeah, because on the last episode when the parents come to town, when they see the conditions, a lot of them are like, what is happening? Because basically all these kids are sleeping on like a very thin like fold out.
It looks fucking freezing.
Yeah, in these, it would be horrible. Like I've been on scout camps where it's been fucking freezing and I've wanted to kill myself.
Yeah, it sucks when it's fucking cold. Yeah. And I know that because I just moved house and I had to put foam strips along all the windows. And I was so mad the first couple of days because it was so cold just from a draft coming in the house. I can't imagine being fucking 10 years old in this. And also, so we're the same age as these kids. My mum never let me go anywhere without her where there were like other adults. You know, like unless she knew their parents really well, I couldn't like go to a sleepover, stuff like that. And I didn't get molested once. She had an eagle eye on me the whole time. And I'm so thankful for that. And it makes me very mad at these other parents for just being like, sure, just go off with this fucking production crew.
Into the desert.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's pretty crazy. Anyway, so they have a town meeting and Greg and Mike get into a little altercation.
Oh, my God. It's so funny. Everyone's just screaming over the top of each other. And Greg tells Mike, you need to take control. And then Mike just fucking snaps.
Mike, like, does this thing that,
we're like, talking about, what, he's 12 or something.
He's 11.
He's 11.
Yeah. And he just sort of, like, does that thing where he puffs out his chest and puts his face as close to Greg's face as he can.
He's so much smaller than
he's
Greg.
He's so much smaller. And then...
And then he, like, shoves him or something, and then Greg just pokes him in the chin.
Yeah.
Moving Mike entirely because he's so much smaller and just, like, walks out jovially. It's...
And then Mike cries.
It's so embarrassing. If I was Mike, I'd cry too.
And then Michael.
Michael, the 14-year-old.
Michael, the 14-year-old, he steps up and says, he makes a speech and he says that all, we're doing this for kids to show that all the kids can work together and that they're representing all the other kids and we've all got to do our jobs and pull our weight. And then he gets a round of applause.
We're here to show the world that kids can run a Western town. That thing we've all been working towards our whole life. But it works.
It works.
They're all roused into freaking, my God.
Yep. And then the council members go and read this book that's in this, I don't know, council members meeting hall that only the council members can go to. And there's this book and they read like a chapter a day or every second day or something like that.
Yeah, left by the previous... inhabitants of Bonanza City.
Curiously, very well preserved again.
They didn't even paint them with tea bags.
No, it was it was just like brown butcher's paper from the get-go with like somebody who has nice handwriting with a permanent marker. They go read the book and the council member, for some reason, they said that their town failed and that they had to split their... city up into groups and that the kids should do that too even though their city failed. And I would say this method doesn't seem like a great way. It seems like a way to create drama.
Yeah, well, because thank God.
I mean, it's basically like putting people into classes.
Into the, it's in, like putting people into houses at school. It's,
yeah.
It's literally that. It's just four colours.
Yeah, so there's...
I was in green my entire life. What about you?
I was in Francis, which was blue.
Blue, classic.
We had, my school only, we only had two colours to start with and then we makes we slowly sense.
I was, as I was saying it, I was like, you didn't have, I'm surprised you had any colours to be honest.
We had Francis and Claire to begin with, which was blue and yellow.
Francis and Claire?
Yes.
That's cute.
And then when I got to like year seven maybe, I think I was in primary school still when we introduced Giles, which was the red. And then when I got to maybe like year 9 or 10, we introduced Agnes, which was white.
Why are they all women's names?
They're all saints' names.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I went to a public school. We we had 8 colours because we had that many kids.
What were they all called? Do you remember?
Mine was Dixon.
Whoa. That is a public
school. I think it was a name of a street.
It's got Dix in it.
Lol. One was definitely Wurundjeri. That was orange. I was green.
That's crazy.
Because that's...
You guys knew back then.
What?
You guys knew back then.
Knew about like the Wurundjeri people?
Yeah, that you should like pay...
Well, it was one of 8 colours. Okay. I wouldn't give them that many props.
Well, the other one was like James Cook.
Well, yeah, ours was Dixon.
I don't know who Dixon is.
Me either. Name is some street near my school. Who freaking cares? Anyway, so, yeah, they're separated into 4 colours, and this is when Jimmy starts crying, and when I almost start crying, because it is hard to watch an 8-year-old crying that he wants his parents.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, you should, and one part of me was like, oh, don't go, Jimmy, but then the other part was like, go, Jimmy, go.
Yeah.
Go home, little boy.
Yeah, but then.
I wanted to give him a hug so bad.
Is this when Laurel comes and finds him and said she'll substitute for his mum and dad?
Yeah.
Which is like, I mean, that's a nice thing to say, but it's probably not gonna.
Yeah. Anyway, drama ensues as the 15-year-olds who were in Blue House go and write, go blue, in chalk everywhere.
Yes. Okay, because also these houses are not split equally. So.
No.
Andrzej is clearly like, he's quite smart, so he's worked out that.
Well,
like,
he's a spelling bee champion. Yeah, of course he's smart.
He's like, he's worked out that you get the biggest kids. You get the big kids and they'll obviously do work and stuff.
Well, we know Mike didn't want the big kids because he's already clashing.
He's clashing. He chose like the mid-tier bitch kids.
Yep.
Then
mid-tier bitch kids.
Mid-tier bitch kids. Then Taylor chose just all girls her age. Basically, every 10-year-old Taylor was like, you come to me.
She said she feels comfortable leading people closer to her own age.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Green is Laurel's house, and she basically chose all the shit workers. Hard workers and then little kids and stuff as well.
All the losers, to be honest. No offense. Apart from Jimmy, obviously. Anyway, Alex, who's 9, says the 15-year-olds writing Go Blue everywhere is 2-year-old behavior.
Okay. Alex is my favorite character throughout the entire series.
Really?
He's so smart. He's the... Okay, so throughout the show, you will find out that Alex is the best kid in the world.
Oh, I can't
wait.
At one
point, he goes to, like, that other... What's that other little weirdo kid? Jared?
Jared. I love Jared. He's my favorite. I love Jared,
too. So him and Jared and somebody else are sitting together, and Alex goes, like, do you guys know pi? And then Jared, like, says pi to, like, 5 decimal places. And then Alex says pi to, like, 12 decimal places. And then he goes, saying pi is fun.
Oh, that's so cute.
And he's also the kid who, when he gets given the gold star, is like, I think gold's on the up now. I think gold's on the rise. So I think
Oh, spoiler. Taken,
yeah. Okay. Well, sorry.
Now I know Alex gets a gold star.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Good Lord.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh,
freaking hell.
Fuck.
All right. You'll forget it.
Time it's time to talk about it.
I can't forget about Alex. He's so... Yeah. Alex and Jared kick ass. And then they're in a crowd and Greg says... poor Jimmy's crying again. And they're all facing the host. And Greg goes, hey, Jimmy, you want to be my new wingman? Poor little Jimmy goes, who was that? He goes, Greg. And he goes, no. He's so cute. Anyway, we find out there's going to be 4 essentially classes.
Yes.
Of people, of workers.
Yes.
So we have the upper class who will get paid $1.
Yeah.
Each day?
I don't think it's $1 a day. I think it's like $1 like...
Each episode.
For that, like, challenge until the next challenge.
Right, okay. So they get paid $1 and they don't really have to do anything. Underneath that is the merchants who will run the shops.
Yep.
And they get paid 50 cents.
Yep.
And then you have the cooks who cook the food. They get paid 25 cents. And then the laborers who get 10 cents.
10 cents.
So they're telling them to implement an unfair class structure.
Yes. And sorry, so also... So it's based off jobs. Upper class do nothing. They have no jobs.
Yes.
Merchant class run the shops and that sort of thing. The cooks obviously cook. And the laborers have to, like, clean the toilets and shit.
Yeah, they have to clean everything.
Yeah.
And it sucks. And they have to, like, go and get water from this, like, really cold water mill in the middle of, like, ages away and just carry it back bucket by bucket.
Yeah, it sucks.
Anyway, these poor kids.
So if what they have to do for the showdown, which is what the challenge is called, is they have to pump... They have to sort of, like, pump water out of the ground like oil.
Yes.
And catch it. Like, it'll pump out the top and then you've got to catch it in a bucket. But you've got to make sure you're getting your colored water.
Yeah, there's a bunch of pipes coming out of the ground.
Yeah. And then you've got to... Yeah, so you've got to move your thing around until the oil / water is dry. And you've got to keep filling up these jars until they're all filled up.
Yeah. Looks like it could be fun.
Yeah.
But anyway, they go through with that and then they get their car. So Red House, which is Mike. They get upper class.
Yep.
Little bitch house. Blue, which is Anjay.
Yep.
They get merchant. Yellow, yep. Taylor's, the little kids. They come third, so they're the cooks. And then Green.
Laborers.
Laborers. Poor Green.
Yeah.
Sophia is in Green, my favorite, who does everything anyway. So it's very frustrating to see them get paid so poorly.
Yes.
So then they also, because they all did it within an hour, they get to choose between 7 outhouses up from 1 or a TV.
Okay, that is fucked that they gave them 1 toilet to begin with.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Because
1 toilet for 40 kids.
That's insane.
And it's an outhouse as well. Yeah. It's not like a nice bathroom.
No, and because also you know that, like, the boys are going to go just piss outside in random places, but the girls aren't some of the girls aren't going to do that.
Yeah, they said, like, oh, we're not going to have to wait 3 hours to go to the toilet. Can you imagine just everyone lining up to do a shit and just shit after shit after shit?
I couldn't be in there.
No, it's disgusting. Anyway, thankfully, they choose the outhouses.
Yes.
Thank God.
Because it was between 7 outhouses or a TV. It's like, what are you even going to do with a TV out here?
Exactly.
Like, well, there's so many of you. It was a small TV, too.
Yeah, and it's like you're with a bunch of other kids. Yeah. They can just play all day.
You'd rather just chat with your best friend about whatever children talk about. I can't even remember.
Oh, they're talking about their TikToks and their Snapchats and
not
their
then, Naomi.
Bratz dolls.
Back then, the thing I do like about this show is children back then were children, which is fun to see. Like all these.
What do you mean?
Like all the little kids.
They look like how we look.
Yeah, they all look fucked.
They do look fucked.
I love seeing all the little children.
Back when kids were kids. And then we get to see them spending their money. Jared, who's got upperclassmen. Jared, I love him so much. This little kid. What is he, nine or something? He spends big on dark chocolate and Shakespeare.
Yes, Henry V. It is, I love him so much.
He buys so much dark. They're just in these huge shards.
So much. It would have had to have been like, well, surely like, I know, half a kilo of chocolate. He just went, he goes like, I went and got the most expensive thing in there. I got the dark chocolate. And I got to go get the Henry V from my Shakespeare. Which is, that is how he talks. Like he's had the
pack. I did write a quote from him earlier about the one outhouse from Jared. I hope I don't have to take a pull because I'm not using that thing. I love this kid. And then we have Sophia. So Sophia only gets 10 cents, but mm-hmm. she decides to dance for nickels so she can buy a bike, which costs $3 in the shop. She really wants this bike. People give her money so that she can dance further away from them. Very funny. And she does get the bike. So I calculated this. On average, out of the 40 kids, yes. she got 6.5 people's money to get $3.
Yeah.
Like there's only 18, there's only like $18 or something.
Yeah.
That they can, so she got a lot of donations.
Yeah.
People just fucking threw their money at her.
Yeah, they gave her money. I think it's also like, it is day one.
Yeah, that's true.
So you're like, especially like, I reckon it will be more like.
Also, they don't have to pay rent.
Yeah. And you saw like Blaine giving her some money, which he was upper class. So it's like if he gave her 50 cents or something.
Actually, Blaine was merchant.
Oh, yeah, merchant, sorry. he could have given
it's
her
like you don't even know this
I
show.
Don't know.
So they have a council meeting now, which is mm-hmm. They have a town hall meeting.
Yes.
So this is where they can decide who gets the gold star and hash out any other issues. Sophia stands up and complains that the yellow, who are the cooks, the young kids, have not been doing dishes.
Yeah.
Leaving the labourers to do everything.
And Taylor says she's just jealous because she didn't get cooks to Mike.
And then Michael stands up, little 14-year-old Michael, says the council need to befriend the people.
Yes.
Because it's easier to lead people when they're your friends. So obviously the council are acting like stuck-up cunts.
Which I can see. I mean, apart from...
Not Laurel.
And I don't think Anjay. I think it's mostly Mike seems like he thinks he's the leader.
He gets off on power.
And Taylor this just 11-year-old is like, kid. I'm not doing anything. I'm not doing anything and I'm on the council, okay?
And this is what President Bush is like, so I'll be like that. And then they ask if anyone wants to go home. Your town meeting is the place to do that. And Jimmy puts his hand up.
Yes.
He says, I'm too young to be here and I'm really homesick.
He's so sweet.
Oh, he's so cute.
What I don't like is then the rest of the town, and I know they've got to like try and say stay, but it does feel like they're peer pressuring him to stay, and I'm glad that he decided to leave.
Yeah, they just want an extra pair of hands for everything. Yeah,
because like, he would have 2 days later been more sad and left then.
Oh, little baby.
He didn't have that many friends. Like, it would have, like, there's not that many 8-year-olds. And if I do say something, it's like I think Alex is hanging out with older kids because he's extremely smart.
Oh, the 9-year-old?
Yeah. No, Alex, I think, is 8 as well, I think, maybe.
Is he? I think he's 9.
Yeah.
I wrote down that he's 9 because I thought it was funny that he was calling them 2-year-old. Because you can't say you're acting like a child because they're all children.
Yeah.
So you have to bring it down to 2-year-old.
It was so funny because I'm like, 2-year-olds can't.
They can't write.
They can't. Yeah. What are you talking about?
They can't. That's they don't understand rivalry.
The other thing I love about Alex is he basically only has one big tooth.
Aww.
He just has one big tooth, which is sort of in the middle of his mouth, exactly. And it is so cute.
So Sophia gets the first gold star.
Yes.
And that's when they – that's and this is where things shift a little bit because people realize that they can win $20,000.
Yes.
And she gets to go and call her parents and tell them. And then randomly there's just cameras in her parents' house. So she tells her mom, I've just won $20,000.
Yeah. Okay. So crazy from Michael's Ask Me Anything on Reddit. He said that apparently those weren't like staged. So they genuinely like sent – people to the house and they get the reaction and it just seems like weird and centered because they have no idea what's happening and there's just a camera crew in the house.
Yeah. Well, that's what I imagined happened. Yeah. They just send whatever city they're in, they just send out a camera.
Yeah.
And it's like, hey.
Do this. Yeah.
So that's the end of the first episode.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing all right.
And what are you thinking so far? Are you enjoying the show?
I love the show so much. Okay, I'm glad. It is so good. I'm so happy.
I'm glad.
When modern day television just isn't this good.
No, it's this. Okay, but we do have episode two, things do get fucked.
Yeah.
Because immediately.
So they do get fucked.
Yeah. But they get better again after. But immediately episode two.
Yeah, I don't think you can do this now.
No, you definitely couldn't do this now. Episode two, things really do get crazy. Is the kids are in the chicken pen. There's 18 chickens. They're fighting over touching the warm eggs, which I think is so funny.
Aww.
They're like, some other kid's got like a warm egg in his hand. He's like, it's so warm. It's so warm. It's come fresh. And I'm like, yeah, it just shoved that out. It's a vagina asshole thing. You want to, okay.
It's called a cloaca, okay?
I knew what it was called. I thought saying vagina asshole was funnier.
I laughed.
And then Alex walks over and he's like, I want to feel it. And the other guy's like, you're going to break it. You're going to break it. And he's like, I've never touched a warm egg before. And then it's like, there's no entertainment in this town. And Emily, who's such a funny little girl.
Bless Emily.
She's looking after all the chickens.
Yeah.
She's like queen of the chickens. And she just says.
Little blonde country girl.
Yeah. She's so funny. She just like says to the camera, I break wild Mustangs.
That's when she reminded me of you. Because she's just hanging out with all the animals. Yeah. And I was like, that's just Danielle.
I do feel sorry for her. Because she does also seem extremely annoying to all the other kids, I think.
Yeah. Well, that's why she sits in a pen with all the animals.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's Danielle!
How dare you. Then we have a town council meeting.
It's time for them to read the journal again.
And they read the journal.
Oh, no.
And in the journal, it says, you know, like, we were getting pretty sick of beans. Yeah, I think you need protein. And they, you know, the chickens are better than just, they can do more than just lay eggs, which we know what they're getting at. They're getting at eat the chickens, eat some chickens. And so they decide that they're going to let the town, and also Taylor immediately is on board with killing the chickens.
Yeah.
She's like, I need my protein. How are we going to be if we don't have protein for 40 days? I'm going to have chicken.
You sound like Blanche DuBois.
Sorry, you got to admit, she does have a southern accent.
Yeah, yeah, she does.
And so they go have a chat with the town see if the town will decide if they're going to kill the chickens. And then...
Drama. Screaming.
Screaming, yelling. Some people don't. Well, they're like, what, are we going to kill the chickens? When you say eat the chickens, you mean we've got to kill the chickens. And I'm not doing that. And then other kids are like, I want fucking meat. I want to eat meat. DK gets up.
DK's so funny.
I love this so much. He gets up and shouts at everybody, what's wrong now? Are you in love with the chickens?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, how many of you have eaten chicken at home? So what's different? You in love?
With the chickens?
You in love with the chickens? Well, yes, that is the difference. They know the chickens.
Yeah.
Greg stands up and says he knows how to butcher animals because he did work experience.
Yes, at a butcher. He lists all the different animals he's killed.
And chicken is like seventh on the list as well. Wouldn't you be like, I know how to butcher a chicken?
Yeah, no, he's like ox, goats, cows, which also, sorry, but... Personally, what I'm confused by in this episode as well, if we're slaughtering animals,
yeah,
the chickens do also provide eggs.
Yes.
They were also given goats. The goats seemingly do nothing and would feed more people.
They probably can't afford to kill the goat.
Why?
They probably rented the goats.
Well, maybe, yeah.
But chickens are cheap.
Yeah, Jono says he thinks it's because they couldn't show it on TV.
Yeah, it would be more upsetting. Back
then, because it's like, obviously there's going to be heaps more blood than there was for the chicken.
And it's probably way harder to kill a goat than a chicken. And they would have been like hacking at the goat's neck or something.
Yeah, I guess the thing is like the way you would, I guess the way you would do it, because you, I guess, okay, so I guess what, if I had to kill a goat like and had to be fast, mm-hmm. you can't just cut through a neck the way you can cut through a chicken's neck. So I'd want to use a gun, I guess, yeah. like a rifle and just go like, straight through its head. But I guess like the way for like halal is you like slit along the neck and all the blood comes out. I think it's like so the meat is like clean or something so that all the blood's out of the animal, I think. But right. That definitely is like...
Wait, so that's your concern, whether or not the meat is halal?
No, it's that like obviously
very that's inclusive.
A, that's like another method of killing the animal.
But it has to bleed out.
Yeah, the pouring out of blood would be hard for TV to capture, whereas the chicken doesn't bleed that much.
Yeah. So
I think I got that. I think that's how you kill halal meat, right? It's like you slit the neck and drain the blood so there's no blood in the animal.
You know, I'm not an expert on how to prepare meat halal certified.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I just think that's what it was because when I went to Morocco, that we went to like a village in, I don't know, the Atlas Mountains or something.
Oh, hello.
And they were like
we went preparing to a village in the Atlas Mountains.
It was, okay. it was like, because we walked through the butchering area and there was just like all the different chunks of meat that included like, there was like all the hoofs together and all the heads together and stuff. And I was like, yeah, okay. Okay. My granny kills one animal at a time. Even this is hard for me to look at. Okay.
Yeah, I did not think I would enjoy that. Because I am a total hypocrite. I am not even vegetarian. But yeah. I do not like seeing animals get killed.
Yeah.
I probably should be vegan.
Yeah, maybe.
Instead, I am ignorant. But I'm sorry. I'm a picky eater and I don't want to starve to death.
Okay, yeah. So instead of killing the goats, they kill the they kill
Emily is so upset that she decides she's going to lock herself in with the chickens. Yes. She runs over there with a couple of other kids and they tie themselves to poles in the chicken coop and tie the door shut. Yes. And then someone says, are they going to hang him like they did Saddam Hussein? Maybe Emily. I don't know. I didn't care. And then Jared says, as Shakespeare would say, to kill or not to kill, that is the question. Which is not what Shakespeare said, which tells me Jared hasn't been reading enough Shakespeare. Although we know he has been reading some Shakespeare.
Yes.
Because he bought it. So they have a little meeting with a few of the kids and Emily, and they decide to, they're going to kill two chickens and that yes. will be enough.
Then Emily's immediately fine.
Then she's like, fine. And then like,
I still have chickens to love. I thought you were going to kill all 18 of my chickens.
Yeah.
But if I'm just, if I just have 16 chickens now, that's fine with me.
Yeah. And then they said, we're having chickens tonight. And they go, woo, and clap, including Emily. And I'm like, what the hell, Emily? And then they just show the kids killing these chickens. Greg is a pro.
Yes.
So they show him teaching a kid to like hold it over a tree stump.
Yep.
So that he can chop its head off with an axe.
Which is like, sorry, but I just want to say that was incredibly unsafe. Because I'm just like, sorry, so wait, they just let this kid who they don't even know. I assume he was chosen for the show based right. off the fact that he had that. Because apparently yeah. some kids were like scouted and stuff.
That
like,
makes sense.
Taylor got, she did it through a modeling agency or something.
That's a good way to find a bratty kid.
Yes. apparently her sister also applied and didn't get sent through. I Brittle. Have a feeling that's because maybe if it was like, because it was her older sister, I think that her older sister would have like pulled her into line a little bit maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
Or something because like that.
There are sisters on the show, aren't there? Yeah, Olivia Mallory, and Mallory.
Yeah.
Who we'll get to a bit later. Well,
yeah, we'll get to them a little bit later.
So, yeah, it doesn't seem... Yeah, you've got, like, what, a 12-year-old kid or something holding...
Holding it
his
while
his hands
another,
near an axe.
Yeah, that's how my Uncle John lost his finger. is his friend was cutting off the head of a rooster and he had his finger out and it got cut off.
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I didn't really think about that. I was just impressed that he knew how to slaughter a chicken.
Yeah. He knew how to slaughter and then he made all the... The thing that I would...
I can see why 15-year-old Danielle was like, hell yeah.
Hey, come provide for me. I think the thing that would have been the hardest for me is not the cutting off of the head, but the pulling the feathers, the
cleaning
off
of the bird.
That's the hardest thing, I think.
That I'm surprised that they could just do all that.
Yeah.
This is not something I would have to watch at least a YouTube tutorial.
I mean, I did. Well, I mean, Greg told them what to do, but I did like that on the screen. It said the following scene may be intense for young children, as we watch young yeah. children stand up and watching it happen in real life.
And Emily, of course, Emily watches some of this, which I was surprised by, but then she runs. She runs and cries because she was like, I thought that it would help me, but it didn't. And then they, yeah, put the, they prepare the chickens. Sophia helps prepare the chickens and then they put them into some chicken noodle soup,
yeah.
which the kids love so much. Just shots of these kids just like, oh,
yeah, chicken,
chicken. Kids love chicken.
Yeah. Which I think it's like quite a bland thing. I think
that's why kids like it. Bland. It's not challenging.
Yeah, but it's like.
Kids love to just eat out of a bag of shredded cheese.
Not me.
Really?
Yeah, I fucking loved olives as a child.
Oh, I knew you were going to say olives. Oh, my God. My nephew loves olives as well. He's 2 years old. We're having pizza. This two-year-old, he's crawling up and trying to pick all the olives off the pizza to eat them. I was like, you're a freak. That's crazy.
Yeah, I love
that. It's such a I don't even like olives now. It's such a challenging flavor.
Love olives. I loved olives, love gherkins, love pickled onions. My granddad used to make a little pick every afternoon. Sometimes he'd make a little pick and we'd have a little bowl.
A little pick?
A little pick. We'd just call it a little pick. We'd have a little
pick. What is a little pick?
It's a little bowl with some gherkins, pickled onions and olives in it.
Oh, God.
We'd have a little pick.
You would have stunk.
Oh, well, because you use toothpicks to put it in. Have a little pick. Dana's got a little pick.
It's the most fucked picnic I've ever heard of.
It's a pick. It's not a picnic. It's a pick. Okay?
So...
It is freezing in this country. It is freezing here.
Yes. So we got to the next morning and it is quite literally freezing. They've got washing out in like in a bucket.
It's frozen
and it's
solid.
Frozen solid. And they're hitting it with a stick and I'm like, don't, you're going to put a hole through your shirt.
Yeah.
And Taylor is just chilling in bed.
She's
just gossiping.
Yeah.
Gabbing. Just giggling. And then Michael's like, hey.
When's breakfast going to be ready, eh?
Yeah.
You're not doing nothing.
She's like, I don't want to. oh, no, that wasn't Michael. Michael goes to the watermill because he's a laborer and yes. the watermill is frozen. They can't pump any water. So he's like, fuck. So then they go back to tell him to conserve water, but then they have a great idea. They go and get hot water, pour it down the mill, mm-hmm. melt the frozen water, and then bada bing, bada boom, they got water again.
Done.
Genius. I love Michael.
Yeah.
And then we get to our next competition, our next showdown, yes. if you will, to decide they're gonna get to rejig who has what job. And yep. I'm begging for Yellow to get laborers because they're freaking lazy. Taylor needs to kick up the bum.
Yep.
Figuratively. My God, please don't. I'm not advocating
to
kick a child.
I think she needs to kick up her literal ass.
Oh, whatever. She's 21 now. I'll fight her. Anyway, the competition is they have to I've written these kids got a lay pipe, but that sounds
yeah, they've okay,
bad.
So they've got to just they do, they've got a lay pipe.
Quite literally, not in the sexual way, no. Just literally they've got to connect pipes. And Greg says, "Luckily I know a lot about PVC."
This yes. He's also worked for the PVC. This does not stop, by the way, throughout the entire season. Greg has seemingly done everything.
Well, thank God. So they basically just have to connect a bunch of pipes to run water from one place to another. And Blue becomes the upper class. This is not surprising because, again, all the older kids are there.
Yes.
And they're stronger and quicker and know about PVC.
They don't become the upper class again.
Really?
Red were upper class last time.
Yeah, well, that's...
Yes.
Yeah, but I mean, it's not surprising.
Two. Yeah.
And then Red is a merchant class and then Yellow again are cooks and Green again are laborers.
Which is
devastating.
It's insane because it means the little kids have beat people from Green who are, there's at least three big kids in Green.
Yeah, but they're not good. They're just losers. No offense.
Laurel, Sophia and Michael. You'd think Michael and Sophia could do it.
Yeah, what's going on there?
Yeah, it makes no sense. Green just suck at competitions so bad.
They're too busy making the whole freaking town work, all right, to care about their own needs Anyway, Green doesn't even complete this challenge, which means they don't get their reward, which was either a heated, like 10 meter tall water slide.
Insane. Don't want that anyway. Because
heated.
If it's first of all, if it's hot in the daytime in the desert, I don't want a heated water slide.
Well, I guess they can turn the heating off.
And if it's cold, I don't want to be wet. Because as soon as I immediately am, okay, it's just my butt that's warm in the water. I'm not covered in water and there's water slides.
I mean, you're right.
It makes no sense. Or the other option is a bunch of pumps around town in various locations that all can
Yeah, so they don't have to water. Walk out into the middle of nowhere all the time. But anyway, they don't get any of it.
Nope.
Brutal. So then, Blues become the upper class. I mean, they don't even have to do anything. But then Greg is still helping every which way, which is... Mike is suspicious of this, that he's just doing it for a gold star. Now he's become a model citizen all of a sudden.
I hate Mike so much. It's like, yeah, I'm sorry, but do you not think that every single person in this town who seemingly wasn't working that hard... It's also like, what if it's motivation to work harder, then the motivation is working.
Yeah, that's fine.
So reward the motivation and make all the other kids see that if you work hard, you get a reward.
Yeah.
It's fine.
He's like one of the... It's like he's like an employer being like, are you just doing this for the paycheck?
Yeah.
Yes! Mike Sorry, I'm not passionate about customer service.
I hate Mike so much. He's such a little bitch.
He's such a little bitch. He's annoying. He's got a bad attitude.
He's got the worst
attitude. Get over it,
loser. You know, he's genuinely jealous of Greg.
Oh, I would be jealous of Greg if I was Mike.
He's like, Greg's cooler than me and Greg bigger than me and everybody likes Greg better than me.
Man, I can't even pull a card or cut a chicken's head off. Or I don't even know anything about PVC. There's every now and then there's like a moment that reminds me of just how of just that they're children.
Yes.
And this time it was pet daycare, which is like these kids. They've just decided to run a pet daycare, which is for stuffed animals.
Yeah.
And so they take in these other kids' stuffed animals and take care of them and like brush their fur and dress them and like just pat them. And I wanted to cry. It was so cute.
Yeah, it does remind you that these are children put in the middle of the desert.
Oh, they just want to play with stuffed animals.
But then there's another thing that reminds me of children as well, which is where Colton, a little cowboy child,
That's in the next episode.
Oh, sorry, no. I just got...
Brother?
He gets mad at Emily for being in with...
Oh, no, that's right.
He gets so mad at Emily for being in the chicken pen.
She runs in again and locks herself in again, by the way. That's what happens here.
Oh, okay.
She's decided the protest second 2.0, right?
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay, I was confused. I was like, she's allowed to just be in there.
Oh, she's... Or maybe she was just hanging out, but
because... Yeah, I think she was just hanging out because everybody was just like, you're not supposed to be in there.
Because she used to be upper class and now she's a merchant. And only upper class and cooks are allowed to be in with the chickens.
Well, who the fuck cares? You're allowed to be talking to the chickens. This is one of those things that I hate about... Like, I remember hating about children is they either hate rules or are sticklers for the rules. Like, you're it's against the rules for you to be in there. Okay, so you need to get out of there. Okay, if not, I'm going to go tell mum, okay?
Well, Colton is just, like, a real country guy. I feel like he's just like, you love these animals too much and I want to fuck these animals up.
I'm going to kill them. Yeah.
Which we will touch on later.
Yeah.
Anyway, they kick her out. She's not allowed to be with the chickens, which makes me so sad. Poor little Emily.
Yeah, because she doesn't have friends.
No, she doesn't. Just let her hang out with the chickens, Colton, you little shit.
Yeah.
Anyway, the council decide they're going to figure out who gets the next gold star. And Mike is like, I feel like Greg is just doing it for the gold star. And that, Shut up.
Yeah.
So we have another town meeting.
Yes.
Sophia complains again.
Yes.
And says, you, Taylor sucks, essentially, and is being lazy.
She's not getting any of yellow to work.
No. And Taylor says, well, I'm sorry, you're just going to have to starve.
Yeah. She said, we tried our best to get out of bed.
Bullshit. Anyway, so then other people are like, yeah. And is that where Taylor starts crying? Oh, no, that's the next one.
Yeah, Taylor starts crying.
Oh, it is this one.
Obviously, because she's upset that people don't like her. But also,
and she's 10.
Yeah, and
this
she's
is a
10.
Lot of pressure for a 10-year-old.
Yeah, but also...
I understand, because when it's cold, I also just want to stay in bed.
Yeah, but, you know. People do have to eat. Yeah, and I remember I did, like, a scout camp when I was, like, 10 as well, and we went to, I think it was, we went to Brisbane to do, it was called like, what was it called? I can't remember what it's called.
It's important that you get it.
Okay. it was called Agoonery.
Oh, good.
And basically it's a week you and four other kids or whatever, however many are in your patrol, look after like a disabled or disadvantaged kid for a week. And it's like, you're giving a big responsibility to a group of children. Like, we're like bathing, like, you know, kids and stuff.
Oh, God.
My first year I went, we
had... That is a lot.
Yeah, we had a girl, she had like pretty bad, like... cerebral palsy, and so we were like, we like bathed her and stuff and like fed her and everything like that, and like we sometimes it, like we had like one night where because she like slept in like nappies and stuff, and so we do that, but one night we had to like in the middle of the night, and it was so freezing because they chose winter to put it on, we had to like get her out of the sleeping bag and go because she'd like peed through her
how stuff. Old are you?
Like 10.
What the fuck?
But then, okay, so we had, that was our first year. But I did really, like, I had a lot of fun and, like, really enjoyed the experience and stuff. And obviously it was, like, good. But then the next year I went back and my group, we were just given this girl called Pearly, and she was just Indonesian. She just didn't.
Wait, what?
She just didn't speak that much English. I was like,
what did you have to do?
Just be her friend. We would just hang out all day and like go. We didn't have to do anything for her. We'd just like chat and stuff. I was just.
Well, that sounds much more appropriate at least. Yeah,
I was just confused because I was like, what? Wait, you'll equate these are the same thing to you?
Oh, no. Well, you know, at least you were getting out there.
Yeah. So I'm like, yeah, but if you've got a responsibility, Taylor, you've got to do it.
Well, yeah, you did that. Which I would say is a little more pressing, but still, these kids got to eat.
Yeah.
So get out of bed, Taylor. You did say you wanted to be a leader as well. You want to bring world peace. Can't do that in bed, bro. No. All right, you've turned me on, Taylor. So yeah, Taylor's saying, oh, we're young. It's hard. We're the youngest group, but youngest group didn't stop you 2 weeks in a row beating another group.
Yeah.
So obviously you're not that incapable. And then Michael stands up and tells Taylor to stop blaming it on their age. Yes. And that they have lots of potential.
Yes.
And he says the word potential a lot. And then he gets given the gold star.
Yes.
And then he gets up and says another speech about that they all have potential.
Rousing applause every time Michael does a speech.
He just has a way to command a room, doesn't he? And obviously Greg is pissed off because he was really gunning for that gold star.
Yes.
Because we find out he wants the gold star. Because he doesn't have any money saved up for college.
Yes.
Which made me a bit sad.
Yes.
Because you realize that these are all, again, they're regular just children.
Kids. Yeah. And he's like, I want a future.
Yeah. And it's also not about like, this kid's just acting good so he can get some money. It's like, yeah, because.
He wants to have a life.
Yeah. And in America, you're not allowed to do that.
Yeah. And Mike's trying to stop him.
I bet Mike has way more money than Greg as well.
Yeah, I bet Mike's from a rich family.
Yeah.
Little boy scout.
He kind of reminds me of like a nerdier version of that, of the one from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, the one who likes TV.
Yeah, the little one, also a cowboy.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Entitled little shit.
Yeah, I can't remember his name.
Oh, God, I hate Mike.
Anyway, so we're on episode 3 now, and the kids want...
this is so funny.
They have like a party...
it is so funny.
It's so for some reason they're doing like what appear to be Jaeger bombs, but it's just soft drink in other soft drink.
It must be. I was thinking it's like a shot of like sugar syrup, root beer.
We find out later.
It is sugar syrup.
Yeah, it's sugar syrup.
In root beer. And so you've just got these 15-year-olds leading the charge, standing on the bar, like Greg and Blaine, I guess. Yeah. Dropping shots of sugar syrup into Ruby, sculling it, and then all these other kids doing the same.
Yeah.
And acting that's when like, you're watching the show, you sort of forget just how young they all are.
Yeah.
Because you're like, Greg is old, he knows how to slaughter chickens, he knows how to do all these things. And then you realize, oh, it's a 15-year-old.
Yeah.
Sculling root beer because he wants to be cool.
Yeah. And you're like, what?
It's so funny. And they're all just going rabid over this root beer.
They're going crazy. The next day, everybody has a sugar hangover. Everybody's got a sugar hangover.
It's like every kid's TV show where they just show, like, it's like SpongeBob, like, drinking, like,
yeah,
jellyfish juice or something, and then the next day he's got a headache.
Well, they probably would have headaches after that sugar.
Well, I think, and after not getting a lot of sleep.
Yeah.
Because they stayed up. Jared says he only got 4 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
Who's like nine.
Yeah. And Greg wakes all the kids up by banging pans together.
That's what they did on engineering camp to get everyone out of bed. Because we all had like chores to do and stuff. Like, you know, you'd have to help with like the kitchen and stuff. And they'd just come in and bang the pans.
Yeah, that's annoying. My dad used to wake me up every morning with a spray bottle.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
I would be so fucking mad.
I was
mad.
So angry.
Every day? Also,
every day. Spritz me in the face.
That's like...
It was the worst.
Abuse to me.
Like, wake up. And I was like, ah!
Did I tell you about the time I thought that was happening to me?
No.
That I was like a teenager and I was in bed and then just water just pouring all over me. I thought I was being waterboarded and I just kept being like, I'm up. But then the water didn't stop. And then it turned out that my window was open and my mum was watering the back garden. And there were like hanging plants like all over the window. And she had no idea. And I'm just there in bed like, I'm up. And she's just like one of those hoses with like the shower thing on the end of it. just drowning me.
I remember occasionally my dad would get up on the roof to like gurney the roof. When he would be up on the roof, he'd always do that early in the mornings. And when he would do it, he'd pretend he was a cockatoo on the roof and scream out cockatoo bird noises and wake me up.
I would hate your dad.
He was so the worst. Just like, being like, what the fuck?
One time my dad shook me awake once. Never. That's the most horrifying thing that's ever happened to me, I think. He just like grabbed me by the shoulders and he was like, wake up! And just like shaking me.
Was it for an emergency?
No, just to be funny.
Oh, I hate that.
This is why. Oh.
Dads should not try and be funny is what the takeaway from this.
Yeah.
Dad thought it was funny every day with the spray bottle. It's not funny.
But how many days? Are you talking years?
Well, years, yes, years.
This is how you woke up every single day?
Yes. I also had a bedtime up until I finished high school of 8:30.
What, when you were like 17?
Yes, when I was 17.
8:30?
8:30. I used to put a towel down at the bottom of my door to stop light from leaking out the bottom so that they wouldn't see the light from my iPod shining onto my Harry Potter book I was reading. I wasn't even doing anything bad.
It's kind of like Harry Potter under the stairs.
Yeah. Exactly.
That is fucked. I remember crying at my mum once because she told me to go to bed, but the OC was still on and I didn't want to miss. Because you couldn't like catch up. And I was just like, please, mum, I just want to finish the OC. And I think that finished at like 9:30.
Yeah.
And I was definitely not 17 at the time.
Yeah. I remember that.
That's fucked up, man.
I had this like tiny grey... Sorry, old small square TV that at one point I was allowed in my room and it had like big antennas on it and it like got such bad reception. It was fuzzy the whole time. And I remember like sneaking, like trying to keep the volume as low as I could, or I think I could even put like headphones into the side of it or something.
Smart.
And I put those in and I'd sit so close to it. On like, I think it was like a Sunday night or something when Rove was on. And I'd just be sitting there like, if I don't watch this, then like, I'm not going to be cool at school tomorrow. I'm not going to know what happened on Rove Live. Because I never knew what happened on the OC or Gossip Girl when that started or whatever. Or Vampire Diaries.
Well, joke's on them because then you were on Rove Live, weren't you?
Well, not Rove Live, but...
Well...
Saturday Night Rove?
Saturday Night Rove.
I was in one of the two episodes. That's right.
Were you in the second episode?
Yeah.
That's the one. And then right after that, it got cancelled.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
It wasn't because of me.
It was so funny to watch that, to watch you. I was like, what is going on? You're just standing in the background politely. Just a little bit awkward.
I'm so awkward.
While Kevin Rudd played handball with Rove.
Okay, I genuinely was having the best time when that was happening. That was my favorite thing.
I just never thought I'd see that. And
I was loving that so much because Kevin Rudd is, he was fun.
he's very good at handball, I guess. I mean, he's fun until you're working for him and he yells over a hairdryer or something.
I remember Rove, like in the day when we did the practice thing, Rove was like, yeah, so what happens if I like obviously I'm going to beat him. Like, what do I do? And then, like, Rove lost every round and it wasn't on purpose.
Well, of course, when someone's that committed to handball, you should assume that they're good at it, even if it's not. For anyone who's not Australian, Kevin Rudd was the Prime Minister of Australia.
Yeah. I think everybody, like, assumed that he played handball with seven-year-olds was the thing.
Right, right, right.
And that he isn't practicing every day with a team around him. Okay, let's
sorry, I'm just still thinking about that image of you, Kevin Rudd, and Rove in the same frame.
I couldn't.
It's kind of handball.
I'm so awkward. I don't know how to fix it. In the back of, like, me and my friend Tom were talking the other day, and we were talking about how I was making fun of our different types of awkward, because Tom's awkward is like, hi, I'm Tom, I'm awkward. And then my type of awkward is like, hi, I'm Danielle, I'm not awkward. And they're both exceedingly awkward.
You're the type of awkward where it's just like standing there and like just gently clasping your hands together and smiling until something fixes it.
My friend said, like one of my friends, the first time she ever met me, I went over to her house and it was just me, her and another one of my friend. And I just sat sort of precariously on the edge of the couch with really good posture, holding my handbag in my lap, not talking. Hi.
But it's a polite awkwardness, you know? Always polite. Anyway, the boys walk around, they're banging pants, and then they start like dragging kids out of their cabins.
Yeah.
And this is it Divad? Is she the girl who complains?
Yeah.
It's her, right? She complains that Greg hurt her when he dragged her out in her sleeping bag. Not surprising at all. Yeah. He's this big kid, like, manhandling children.
Yeah.
And then he calls her a little bitch. And then Sophia says, you're being the village idiot right now. And then he starts screaming at Sophia. And then Blaine, like, tries to talk him off a ledge and pulls him back inside the cabin. And then they lock themselves in there.
Yeah. He starts cursing,
children,
by the
absolute
way.
Children, these people.
And he's cursing. He's swearing. Oh, he's swearing. Constantly. He's offending kids. Yeah. Kids from good Christian homes, as Laurel says.
Yes.
And she says, I actually really respect that.
That's one of her true beliefs. Values.
Yeah.
And Greg says, when I first got here, I was nice to everyone. And Mike goes, I beg to differ. He's the type of kid who always gone, shut up. I got to stop bullying this boy.
All the council members, they go and read from the journal.
Well, wait, where are you?
Well, after the...
Well, we see that little Mallory is scared. So Mallory's 9.
Oh, yep.
She's scared of Greg now. She's scared. She doesn't like the fighting and the cussing.
I'd be scared of Greg. He seems...
She's crying.
I was 8 and he's just dragging people out.
Yeah.
And I'm in the middle of the desert with children.
Yeah.
I'd be scared.
Yeah.
I'd be scared before Greg started doing this.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd be like, what happens if a killer comes? We can't defend ourselves. The production crew, what are they going to do?
Well, I'm sure if there was a murderer, it would be someone in the production crew.
That's true.
No one's just going to come. They're in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And Morgan, who we just discover now is Morgan. We haven't seen her at all yet. Apparently she's become a bit of a parent to the younger kids and then tells Greg that he needs to stop cussing.
Yes.
I'm saying cussing now. I've never said cussing in my life. American people love to say cussing.
Cussing. They love saying cussing. I don't really understand what it is, but I understand the swearing, but I don't know why they just don't say swearing.
It's a word. It's just, what do you mean?
I don't know. I don't know why it's so popular.
What's in the journal?
So the journal says that back in the day, people would go out and party or whatever and enough work didn't get done, which is absolutely not the case. People would have done work because they would have actually been paid money and needed to feed their families.
Mm-hmm.
And if they couldn't do that, then there was no way they actually had a curfew in this fake town that never existed.
I mean, they also probably never split up the town into 4 districts with different colours either.
Also, this town failed, so we shouldn't be taking advice from you.
Yeah.
So they decide to... that they need to announce that there is a curfew.
Yep.
Curfew. They have to say what time, and it is 9:30 p.m.
Later than your
Later than my bedtime.
Bedtime.
But also seemingly like, and I know on like camps and stuff, you sort of just get up when the sun rises. And so these kids would be getting up at like, I think at one point Sophia said she was up at like 5:30 or 6 or something.
Well, they said 9:30 gives them 8 hours, which is 5:30.
Yeah. So I assume the sun must come up at 5:30 or something.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, so they announce that there's a curfew. Some kids don't like it. Some kids do like it.
Yeah.
Like Colton, who tells everybody to shut up, that it's a good thing that they've got a curfew.
Colton is insane.
Yes.
So we see Colton, he's like, let's go scare some cows.
Yeah.
And then he grabs some other kids and then there's running to these cows. One cow doesn't run.
That's not a cow.
And then you look at it and it's a bull.
Yeah.
And then you've got little Colton.
Yeah.
Who's, again, 10 or something.
Yeah.
And he's just, and all the other kids are like, Colton.
Get away, Colton, get away.
And he just starts just sort of walking with his chest puffed up.
Yeah, like menacingly at the bull.
Towards a bull. And they're just in the middle of this standoff. And he just keeps, well, the bull doesn't move. And then Colton just keeps walking to, and they're all like, Colton, Colton, stop. Yeah. And then he just, and then like after a while, he's just standing there and then he just sort of jumps towards the bull and the bull runs away. But what if the bull decided not to run away?
Yeah, then he would be dead. And that's why they signed those forms. But imagine being on the production crew and just being like, we're just filming this. Instead of like being like, if a kid died, the production would absolutely be shut down right then.
Yeah. Well, it's, I guess you would be, they would be filming multiple things at once. You would be under so much pressure to not, to like, whatever happens, don't just film it. Like, don't, because if you fuck something up, you know, if they jump in there, they can't use any of that footage.
Yeah. Anyway, luckily Colton didn't die.
It's fucking insane. There's a huge bull.
Yeah.
Anyway, and then the kids in the cooks, the freaking blue, the freaking yellow cooks are just throwing flour everywhere.
Yeah.
And then we see little Mallory, who's in blue. She's in upper class. She doesn't have to do anything. Poor little Mallory. She's just raking the flour in the dirt. Not doing
a good
much.
Way to do it. No.
She says, somebody's got to pick up the slack or there's going to be flour everywhere.
I also like Taylor. At this point, somebody's like hungry and they're like, when's breakfast ready? And she's like, it's going to be a little while. And then she goes, it's going to be more of a brunch. Rebranding breakfast as brunch because you did it later.
And then breakfast is just like some nuts.
Yeah.
They just hand everybody a handful of what seems like nuts or something. And they're like, this is breakfast. Absolute.
It's insane.
Shocking. And now it's time for another showdown to decide who's what class again.
Yes.
And this one is, I would say, particularly horrifying.
Yes.
The most upsetting of all the three showdowns so far.
Not out of the future showdowns, though.
Great. Perfect. So they have to herd. Okay, so there's a bunch of sheep in a pen and they have like a playing card attached to their necks somehow. And they have to, essentially there's three aces of each color in there. And all the sheep have their names spray painted onto their back.
Yep.
The council members stand up on like an elevated podium and yell down to their teammates which sheep they have to get the cards off.
But they're at sort of like, it's hard to see the names on the sheep because you're not above the sheep when you're in the pen.
Yes. And also everyone's screaming. So the sheep have to deal with all of this. Kids screaming, running after them and trying to grab something around their neck.
Yep.
Which is not something you could get away with today.
No.
Legally, I think, right? Like,
yeah. I mean, also, kids could get trampled. Apart from like,
I cared less about the kids than the sheep.
Yeah, no, I mean, but apart from the sheep point of view, it's a safety thing as well for the human children that are in there as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's fucked. And they're like putting their whole weight on these sheep, like grab, like climbing onto their backs, like arms wrapped around their necks.
Yeah.
It's fucked.
Yeah. Anyway. So my dream way of how this would have played out would have been green upper class, blue merchants, red cooks, yellow laborers would have been my personal preference for this. That is not how it turned out, though. The way it turned out is yellow were upper class.
The tiny kids.
The tiny children.
Because of Colton, because he's not scared to fucking
he's a cowboy.
Run straight at an animal's neck.
Blue were merchants, green were cooks, and red were laborers. Luckily, Green have moved up.
Thank God, Green. They're getting 25 cents now. Yes. Fucking finally.
Now, the prize for this was they get to pick between one singular microwave and a bit of cocoa.
Yeah, or a barrel of cocoa.
A barrel of cocoa or 40 hot pizzas. What would you have chosen?
Well, it's hard because they say they like yell that you can't microwave anything. Even Sophia yells that you can't, there's nothing that you can microwave.
Yeah.
They probably, everything's metal anyway.
Yeah.
You know? So maybe the pizzas.
Yeah, I would have chosen the pizzas. Also, think of how big these children are. They can't eat a full pizza, but it's cold enough that the pizza's not going to go off.
Yeah. And it's going to be nice.
Yeah.
Anyway, they're just all screaming.
You can have pizza, you can just have pizza for a bit.
Yeah.
For like for a day, you could eat it for the whole meal, for every meal in that day. Children would be like so happy. If you're a kid, it's like a pizza party. You'd be like, thank fuck, I've been eating nuts. I'm hungry.
I've had nuts for brunch.
And one chicken soup.
With every topping you can imagine.
Yeah.
Says Josh, we're saying is his name. Well, it's hard. The council members, they get into a bit of a fight about this one.
Yes.
And then Mike says, Mike wants the pizzas.
Yeah.
And he says, it'll ruin the town. And Laurel says, it'll ruin the town if we don't give them pizza? Which, true. Anyway, they decide to go with the microwave because it is the more permanent option. And they also do get hot chocolates with that.
Yeah, but
which seems to be the only thing that they can make with the microwave.
I'd be pissed off considering I can't have dairy very much. I'd be like, okay, so wait, you're going to pick?
Then you can't have a pizza.
Oh, I'd eat a pizza.
But I can't. That's just your choice then.
Yeah, but I can't
drink. It's all lactose intolerant people.
I can't drink like a cup of milk.
But then you have hot water. I can have
a little bit of cheese.
You can have hot water, a little bit of milk.
I don't want it. I don't want it. So also, I just don't understand.
I won't have a full cup of milk, but I also won't accept it if it's not a full cup of milk.
I also don't want the, like, what's one microwave? One singular microwave isn't going to do fuck all.
It'll make hot chocolates for people. I think it's a nice treat to have hot chocolates. That'll warm you up on a cold night.
Yeah, but surely the microwave isn't going to make the hot chocolates. The cocoa is.
Yeah, but then you warm it up in the microwave.
Wouldn't you do it on the stove so you can make heaps with the milk and stuff?
Where then you can warm up the milk. You're the one who's saying you don't want a hot chocolate if it's not a full cup of milk. Put the milk in the microwave, heat it up.
I don't think that you'd heat up milk in the microwave. Does it not go gross in the microwave, milk?
No.
You wouldn't do it
over
the stove?
That's how you make a hot chocolate, brother. I mean, that's one of the ways.
I don't know,
Naomi. I think that's on the back of the Milo tin. Anyway, they decide they're going to go with the microwave, and people are upset about this, and Taylor just fucking screams at them.
Yes.
And I love it, because she's not afraid to scream.
She loves to scream.
I love that in a young girl. Know your place and make your place. If it's not your place, just scream anyway. And she says, President Bush has to be bossy and mean sometimes to run the country.
Yeah.
Because that is her idol, is President Bush.
Yes, she loves President Bush so much.
And then we see some shots of Mallory. Now, she's in, what's she doing? She doesn't have to work in, she just does everything, but they're merchants now, so she's running the shop, and she's just running the shop anyway. And we see a shot of her and Sophia talking about this bag, and Sophia's like, I'll give you 5 cents for it. And then you just see Mallory with this bag, just sort of punching it, hitting it, and she's like, 25 cents. She's like 9 or something, and then you just get a shot of Sophia, and Sophia goes, I can't stand that kid. Just in the way of all these things that Sophia wants to purchase. I love her little Mallory. And then because they're in the middle of the desert, there is a sandstorm, I guess? A dust storm?
Yeah.
They call it a twister.
Yeah.
There's no way it's a twister, right?
I mean, I don't think a twister is what do you call those? Is a twister a what are those called?
I don't know.
A twister's the...
They spin, yeah, for sure.
I don't know. It can't be a twister because they wouldn't, like, it can't be whatever the thing I'm thinking of is. The thing storm chasers chase.
Yeah. no. Well, it's enough wind to knock over several of the outhouses.
It's just a big whirly-whirly.
It's a huge whirly-whirly. Anyway, the outhouses fall over. This is a quote. The stench is unbearable.
Yes.
Gross.
Well, I mean, yeah. Shit and piss has been...
just poured all, poured over, the all over the ground.
What that do you think rank. It's going to smell like?
Well, it's unbearable, Danielle.
It would be.
Anyway, so everyone goes and hides, and the older kids go to tip the outhouses back up, and then they all just stand there just leaning over and dry reaching because it's clearly disgusting.
Yeah.
And then they decide they're going to let people vote for who gets the gold star. People are going to, they can come in and make a case. Greg walks in and says, it should be me.
Yes.
A lot of people walk in and say it should be Morgan, who again has gotten almost no screen time. Yes. But everyone's like, Morgan, Morgan, Morgan.
Yes.
And then Olivia comes in and says it should be her younger sister, Mallory.
Yes.
It will be her birthday on that day.
Yes.
And she's been really stressed, upset at all the swearing, and has still been running that shop, even though she's tiny.
Yeah. Which, I mean, I would say you can probably definitely bake a cake. I think you can bake a cake and have a party.
Yeah.
I think it's a little bit shitty to give it to somebody just because it's their birthday over people who've been working real hard.
But it's not just about that. Like they say, she's just because she's small, she's still been doing a lot of effort. Even,
yeah, like,
you know,
raking that flower.
Well, no one else. She's trying to help, man. Surely it's about what she's trying to do and not the result, which is nothing. But there's still flour all over the ground.
Question about the shops. Do you reckon at the end of the day they are counting the tills and making sure that no money's gone missing? Or do you think the children are just pocketing that money?
Well, I don't know what they do with the money.
I'd be skimming some money off the top if we don't have to calculate how the money at the end of the day.
Surely they would have to count it.
I don't know. We never found out about that.
We did never find out. It wasn't in the AMA?
Yeah, nah.
Let's find Michael.
I'd be skimming
I'll message him on Reddit.
Yeah, you can do that.
Hey, brother. Anyway, yeah, so Mallory wins. And then we get to... oh, no, this is the one where Taylor starts crying.
Yes.
Okay, it's this one. Because everyone starts screaming at Taylor again. They're like, your shit.
Because she doesn't do anything. Like, she doesn't, it's also like, she doesn't do anything. She doesn't tell anybody in her group to do anything. Because I also think she knows that she can't tell people to do stuff if she's doing nothing.
Yeah. It's better than bossing people around when you're being lazy.
Yeah.
I think what she's doing is quite noble, actually.
Okay. I knew that this would become the case.
Sorry, I'm sticking up for a 10-year-old girl.
Okay.
Who knows her value. Anyway, yeah, Mallory wins the gold star and I pretty much almost start crying because she's so cute. She's so little and she gets to call her parents and she's so excited to talk to her parents. It's so cute.
That is cute. I would like to have been. I think that Mallory's got a good deal too because she's in there with her sister.
Yes, for sure. Yeah,
that's a good deal.
For sure. And, you know, Morgan can get the gold star next time.
Yeah. Maybe.
Like, they're not going to give the gold star to someone twice, are they?
I don't think so.
No. So she can just get it another time. That's fine.
Yeah.
Relax, brother. You know?
Okay.
I keep saying brother now. Have you noticed that?
Yeah,
have I talked about that?
You called Mark brother earlier.
Yeah, just keep saying brother. I don't know where it's come from.
And that brings us to the end of the third episode of Kid Nation, which we decided we were going to edit, what do you call it?
Oh, no.
Review 3 episodes at once.
What?
Review 3 episodes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that was 3 episodes.
Huh? What are you reading? You've gone like, oh no, and looked at your phone.
Someone's trying to ruin our relationship with...
what? In the
one
reviews?
One of the reviews, yeah.
Okay, what have they said?
Oh, God.
I overheard Naomi bitching about Danielle at a local cafe.
Okay, so there's 2. The first one is from Jake Bowley of Great Britain.
Okay.
That's all across the frickin' world.
That is.
Amazing. Never watched The Bachelor and will not watch, but enjoy listening to Danielle Raw Comedy National Champion and Naomi. Okay. That is all right. Fuck you, Jake.
Thank
Bowley.
You so much, Jake. It's lovely to be recognized.
This one's even worse. I don't want to read this.
What's
yet.
This one?
I don't want to read it out.
Read it out.
Okay. It's from J.B. Morse from the US of A. So, you know what the USA is like. He's fake news.
Okay, yeah.
All right. The review, the title is Pod Very Good, But Lies Are Bad. Okay, podcast is very good, but in the most recent episode, Naomi tells Danielle she was outvoted in killing her in an online game of werewolf. But it's very clear from the stream that only one werewolf suggests Danielle's name before Naomi smiles and gives a thumbs up.
How dare you?
Hope the pod can recover from this clear betrayal.
You fucking bitch.
Oh, that's not how I remember it.
Well, that's convenient, isn't it?
JB Morse, fuck you,
no,
brother.
Fuck you, Naomi. And thank you for bringing to light the truth, JB. I cannot believe you.
We buried this hatchet.
I saved your life.
I was playing a murderer, Danielle.
Yeah, and then I'm glad I killed you. I'm glad I killed you later on.
Yeah, and then you got killed for it.
I don't even care. But I killed you first, didn't I?
Look what you've done, JB.
Killed you. Okay, this week's song is, honestly, we had a lovely time singing this.
Oh, what a delight. It's the first time we've sung in the same room.
In months,
because usually Danielle, she'll send me the file with her singing
and I
leaving
spaces.
She leaves me gaps. And then I fill in those gaps. But this time we really bounce off each other, you know?
Yeah. So this song, we thought we would choose like a country-ish song.
Yeah.
Because obviously we're in the desert for Kid Nation. So the song this week is called Whiskey on the Mississippi, of course, by Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech. And the description Kevin has written this week is, with a jumping bass and offbeat syncopation, this is straight from Memphis. Beale Street? The Hammond organ and electric guitar play together as longtime friends, while the melody changes hands from guitar to organ to electric piano. And that's it.
Amazing. One of his more literal, straightforward descriptions.
Yeah. Usually it's like P in a pod is walking down the street talking to his friend who's a saxophone. That's usually the type of description.
And that's what this sounds like. All right. Well, thanks for listening, guys. You can watch Kid Nation on YouTube for free.
Yeah, all the episodes are on there.
If you want to watch along. It is really good.
It's genuinely real fun.
It's very entertaining.
It's before they'd figured out reality TV.
Yeah, before they actually, before manufactured drama.
Yeah, so it's good. There's no affairs in this.
I would hope so. All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Kid Nation, bitch. Kid Nation, bitch.
Kid Nation, bitch.
Kid Nation, bitch.
Kid Nation, bitch. Kid, kid, kid Nation, bitch. Kid, kid, kid Nation.
It's Kid Nation, bitch. A Kid Nation bitch.
Kid Nation bitch. Kid Nation bitch. Kid Nation
bitch.
Kid Nation bitch.
Yeah.
Ooh, Kid Nation bitch.
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 Kid Nation bitch. Kid Nation bitch.
Oh, wow, 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 wow. Kid Nation, bitch.
Kid Nation, bitch.
Kid Nation, bitch.
Ba-da-ba-da.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.